Words matter, don't they? Words matter. Speaking of words, we love to chat occasionally with our good buddy who makes us think. He's always looking for truth wherever it can be found. Dr. Mark Eckel joins us on occasion. He's joining us here this morning. We've always got topics to talk about. Matter of fact, we've got them stacked up we can talk about. But today, we're going to talk about words and specifically the word of the year. And Dr. Mark Eckel, we know that you really like words. For heaven's sakes, you have a ministry called Comenius. But tell us about the word of the year for 2017.
Y'all are making me belly laugh over here, man. This is great repartee. I love it. It's great to join y'all today. Thanks so much for having me on. When I read online stuff, and I'm reading all kinds of books and articles and whatever, but I also do online reading, and I was shocked, actually, before Christmas to read that the new word or the word of the year for 2017 was a word called youthquake. And youthquake is one of those fascinating words that is tells us something about the importance of the future. And the idea of the word, of course, is that youth are pretty important and that they're actually causing some disruptions, hence the idea of earthquake. But we get this concept, I think, kind of twisted in our minds, especially those of us who might have a little bit more of, shall we say, gray hair on our head. We have this idea that somehow folks are too soon old but too late smart, you know, and we get this concept that sometimes young people don't know as much as we think they ought to know. So I was really fascinated by this word youthquake and glad to talk about that this morning.
Well, why is this word so important, Mark? What is it about the word?
Yeah, the word was chosen by the Oxford English Dictionary folks over in England. And what's really fascinating about the word itself is that this is how they defined it. It's a cultural or political or social change arising from the actions or influence of young people. I'll say that again. It's a significant cultural, political, or social change arising from the actions or influence of young people. So the idea is that it's all about the next generation. And the folks over there at Oxford English Dictionary said that the usage of the word had increased fivefold, so five times more than it had been used in the past. And this is what the person who put it up on the website said about it. We chose youthquake based on evidence and linguistic interest, but at a time when our language is reflecting our deepening unrest and exhausted nerves, it is a rare political word that sounds a hopeful note, a hopeful note. And this is what really stood out to me, that youth are our hope, humanly speaking, and hence the emphasis on youthquake this morning.
Wow, that is powerful. And for someone who, like myself, follows politics, I thought for sure the word of the year would have been collusion. Or more specifically, no collusion. You know what I'm saying? But youthquake. Why should Christians care about the word youthquake?
Yeah, boy, this is so important to me. So, for anybody who listens to Moody and hears me, reads warpandwoof.org. Actually, an essay is up this morning on youthquake. Actually, on my website. This is a huge issue for us at the Comenius Institute. We serve young people on the campus of IUPUI. We're talking with Christian young people and we're helping them to make the transition from a church and home into a public university setting where they're hearing and seeing things that they are not used to necessarily. So I think it's really important and powerful for the church to be invested in the next generation. In fact, one of the great statements out of the Psalms comes from Psalm 71, where David says, "Oh God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs," I love that, "Oh God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your mighty works to another generation, your power to all those who come." So anybody in the church should be very invested in the next generation, that is the youth of the next generation, and how we communicate with them and spending time with them is very, very important for the future of the church.
You know, I think sometimes too, Mark, I know in the past there had been, it seemed like, I don't know, maybe several years long, this phase maybe where the church kind of went through this. We'd sequester the kids off in their wing. We'd go have our worship service. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to see kids come back into the main service now if, you know, parents care to bring them in or the kids want to come in for that. And I think that is very cool because I think, number one, that's going to benefit them. But number two, those of us who are older than these young people, I think it's a lot easier for us to relate to them than maybe we give ourselves credit for. And we should be out there investing the time in them.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a real bugaboo for somebody like me. I believe in the intergenerational emphasis of the church and how important it is for us to spend time together so that we have everybody from youth to old age invested in the same time in the same place. And how is it that we are going to help do the maturity process or any kind of mentoring or discipleship unless we're actually spending time with folks? And yes, we shouldn't divest ourselves of any particular group. We should bring everybody together. And that's an old model where we kind of segment people into age groups. We really shouldn't do that. Certainly, that's not the case in Scripture.
Well, and there's another phrase that has bugged me for a long time. And why don't we just, the three of us, commit, and anybody listening as well, that we won't use anymore when we say young people are the future of the church. Well, yeah, they are, but they're the right now of the church as well. They're the today of the church as well, aren't they?
Absolutely. This is a great statement, Tom. And of course, Tom, you being on the program today, you know, bringing that wisdom of gray hair with you, we're really
or no hair.
Yeah, the next generation is right now. You're absolutely right, Tom. Young people see future trends right now. Young people have energy right now, and at the same time, they have a great need for mentorship and discipleship. And that's the reason why I teach. It's the reason why I spend time with young people on the campus of IUPUI or any place that I teach, high school through PhD programs. The reason is because these are the folks who right now are impacting culture, and we need to spend time with them because they're the ones who actually are asking the great questions. And you know what? They want to spend time with folks who have gray hair. They kind of come up alongside of us and they say, hey, would you spend time with me? Or I have this question. Could you help me with this? Man, this is a huge opportunity for the church. We must not miss it.
Well, you know what else is cool, Mark, too? And I got to say this, since you do spend that time with young people, and I can hear it in your voice, the excitement that you have when you talk about these young people. Spending time with our young people in the church, for me, and I'm guessing for you too, it just brings a new kind of a life to my spiritual walk, and that gets me excited. I love sitting behind the kids, the teenagers, in a worship service. I'm like, everybody just, I'll come back and sit with all you old folks in a little while. I'm going to go over here with the kids because this is awesome.
Yeah, we're really committed to this. I'm thinking about the book of Proverbs, for instance, and the importance of helping young people. The whole book of Proverbs is about the connection between let me listen to my words, let me come alongside you, hear what I have to say. And all of this, of course, is given to this concept of prudence. And this is a person who is wise and understanding, somebody who knows the ropes spiritually. And young people are coming alongside others, and they're saying, you know what? I see all kinds of stuff out there in the world around me, and I really need to know how to navigate that. Will you help me? And yeah, Kelly, keep sitting with the young people. You know, this is an important idea.
Wonderful. Wow, Mark, the time always goes by way too quick, but thank you for what you're doing in the community and on the campuses and for this sharing with us the word of the year. Who knew? I didn't hear that on the national news, but thanks for bringing it to us this morning.
Happy to be with you all today. Go to ComeniusInstitute.org or warpandwoof.org to see all of the latest. But we're always glad to spend time with you all at Moody Radio.
Yeah, God bless you. Thanks. Have a great day. We appreciate it so much. And, man, great idea that don't think that the youth are the future of the church or the right now of the church. And so let's invite them in and make sure they're a part of it front and center. So God bless you. Thank you for that.